Ask Westy.
Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we're going to be listening to the latest music from Neil Young, Peace Trail.
Everyone back there says something new.
Neil Young. That's Neil Young's newest release called Peace Trail, released on December 9th this year. Neil Young just celebrated his 71st birthday on November the 12th. And he visited the Standing Rock site, which is at the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. It's a standoff. And he has a quote about it. He said he got his birthday wish. And he said, this is Neil Young's quote, "Those who damage Mother Earth damage us all. Forgive them. They don't yet see." So Neil Young is always at the heart of activism, and I find his work always as simple as this album is. He's a master. He says the most complicated ideas in the simplest ways. He's been very busy this year. 71 years old, Neil Young. He's been recording with a couple of younger musicians, The Promise of the Real. But for this latest album just released, he worked with Jim Keltner. Now, Jim Keltner has had quite an outstanding career. Jim Keltner's just a little bit older than Neil Young. And I know the name Jim Keltner from all the work that he did with John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band and George Harrison and the Traveling Wilburys. He's had an amazing career as a drummer. So this new Neil Young album just released on December the 9th, 2016, Peace Trail, features Jim Keltner on drums and bass guitarist Paul Bushnell. They recorded the whole thing pretty quickly in just a couple of days. So let's listen to a couple of more tracks from Neil Young's newest release, The Peace Trail. Let's listen to a song called John Oakes. This is Neil Young.
John Oakes is in the neighborhood, protecting all the trees. He's the master of irrigation, and he knows what he sees. Grape farmers watering everywhere, pipes running where they please. John sees his laws are broken, trees drowning where they breathe. Now John used to be a mellow man, drinking chai and smoking weed. Ain't no one in the county ever see what he see. John Oakes, John Oakes, John Oakes, John Oakes. Old John rides in his pickup with rakes and friends in the back. Workers he takes with him, then he drives them all back to protect him from the politicians using them to get ahead, preying on the people trying to get inside their heads. John Oakes is really stand up, he won't take shit lying down. He calls it like he sees it, and he puts his money down. John Oakes, John Oakes, John Oakes, John Oakes. One day at the demonstration, John Oakes was standing up. He arrived there at the location in his old pickup truck. Took a rake in his hand, and his workers by his side, stood there waiting for his turn to speak and turn the tide. When he found himself surrounded by police everywhere, they tried to take his workers to jail when he grabbed one by his hair. John Oakes, John Oakes, police took control, shot a black man right where he fell with a sniper on the knoll. John Oakes saw law and order was leading him astray. Tried to get back in his pickup with his workers to get away. That's when the police moved in and stood there in his way. John started up his pickup, and that was his last day. John Oakes. John Oakes. John Oakes. John Oakes. They said he had a pistol when the old pickup backfired. Shot him there behind the wheel, and then John Oakes expired. The workers grabbed the rakes, and that's all that I can say. They went to the cemetery, and they stay there to this day. John Oakes. John Oakes.
Listening to Neil Young's newest release called Peace Trail. So, you know, he was at Standing Rock on his 71st birthday, the site of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. And he recorded a video of himself, which he's posted, strolling through the crowds of protesters, strumming his acoustic guitar and playing his harmonica. And here's a quote from him that he gave to the Los Angeles Times. He said, Neil Young said, quote, "History is being made right now. These protesters are prepared to give up their lives. And unfortunately, I think that it's going to, that's what it's going to take for more people to pay attention, is that somebody's going to get killed." Well, that's a bleak forecast. Neil Young has always been, had his finger on the pulse of politics. And as simple and straightforward as his songs are, they always have such deep and beautiful thoughts behind them. So let's listen to one more track from Neil Young's newest release. This one is called Texas Rangers. Neil Young.
Look, can you see things when they show you what they want you to know? Watch what you don't see on the TV, then they hide the truth. Feel how it hurts you when the truth hides in between the scenes. Cry from the broken hearted melody that you hear in your dream. Whoa, it's a runaway, can you catch it? It's not in your hands. Slow, easy does it when you find out what deception means. Try to change it, 'cause it hurts you and it holds back your dreams. Dreams of a new world, evolution of the species to survive truth that screams. The moment of clear thinking joy. Laugh when you find out that the story that's spoken has broken like a toy. lost in a sandbox, just left there for no one to enjoy. Found by the police who killed it, were filmed on the phone. Texas Rangers had to ride in to the rescue of all that swell and good. Texas Rangers in pickups, painted silver with bulldogs on the hood. Texas Rangers come to save you, come to rescue the bad and the good. Texas backroads, in the freeways, and in your neighborhood. Texas Rangers. Texas Rangers. Texas Rangers. Texas Rangers.
That's Neil Young from his newest album called Peace Trail. That song is called Texas Rangers, could you tell? That's got Jim Keltner on drums and bass guitarist Paul Bushnell. This album has just been released on December the 9th. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. He has been working with a couple of new younger musicians. It's kind of interesting. The band called Promise of the Real features one of Willie Nelson's sons, Lucas Nelson. And Neil Young has spent the past year recording things with them. But on this album called Peace Trail, which was just released, he went back to working with some musicians closer to his own age. Jim Keltner is a couple of years older than him. Neil Young is 71 years old this year. So I wanted to play more of Neil's music from his collaboration with Crazy Horse. He has been working with Crazy Horse all of his life. In fact, the Psychedelic Pill album was released in 2012 and features the four musicians who comprise Crazy Horse. That's Neil Young on vocals and guitar, Billy Talbot on bass, Ralph Molina on drums, and Frank Poncho San Pedro on guitar and vocals. The Psychedelic Pill album was released on October the 30th in 2012. So let's listen to a very long track from this album. But I love the way that Neil Young can combine his political statements with images and stories from his own life that seem to combine those two things in such a personal statement. So we're going to be listening to a long track from Psychedelic Pill, released in 2012. This song is called Drifting Back. Yeah, this is Neil Young and Crazy Horse from Psychedelic Pill.
Drifting back. Hey now, now, hey now, now, I'm drifting back. Dreaming about the way things sound now, write about them in my book. Worry that you can't hear me now, feel the time I took to help you feel this feeling, let you ride along. Dreaming about the way you feel now when you hear my song. I'm drifting back.
I'm drifting back. I'm drifting back.
I'm drifting back.
gave it to the Maharishi. It went to the organization. Excuse my religion. Dreaming about the way things feel now. Write it in.
Thank you.
Then the big tech giant came along and turned him into wallpaper. Thank you.
drifting back. I'm drifting back. I'm drifting back. You only get 5%. You used to get it all. You used to get it all. Blocking out my anger. Blocking out my thoughts. Blocking out my anger now. Blocking out my thoughts.
Gonna get a hip-hop haircut. Gonna get a hip-hop haircut.
They're almost done. Almost. Yeah. Neil Young and Crazy Horse. That song is called Drifting Back from Psychedelic Pill, released in 2012. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. We just heard one of the longest tracks I think Neil Young has ever recorded, called Drifting Back. So let's listen to the title track from Psychedelic Pill, released in 2012. This is Psychedelic Pill, Neil Young, and Crazy Horse.
Shiny dress on. Look at those party moves. She's looking for a good time. She loves to dance and she loves the action. Wherever the party goes, she's looking for a good time.
Sleep an easy sleep. In the hallways of the ages, on the road to history. What we do now will always be with us. It's a chance to give new meaning to every move we make, in the caverns and the caves where we come from. Darkness, light a candle for where we're going. There's something ahead worth looking for. When the light of time is on us, we will see our moment come, and the living soul inside will carry on. Light a candle in the darkness, so others might see ahead. Light a candle in the darkness when you go.
Neil Young, Light a Candle from the Fork in the Road album in 2009. And right before that, we heard Psychedelic Pill, the title track from his 2012 album, Neil Young and Crazy Horse. We heard a very long, extended cut from that album a little earlier in the program, Drifting Back. And then we heard the title track, Psychedelic Pill, and For the Love of Man. We started our program with Neil Young's most recent release called The Peace Trail, released on December the 9th, 2016. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music of Neil Young on today's program. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH Monticello, New York.